Senate will please come to order. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Roll call for Tuesday, February the 27th. Anderson?
Here.
Altman? Barrasso?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
DeCaria?
Here.
Beck?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hines?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Job? Johnson?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Massey?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Mockler? Nicholas?
Here.
Peck excused. Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Sessions?
Here.
Townsend?
Here.
Vasey?
Here.
Von Slatern?
Here.
President Schiffer?
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Please join us in prayer with Reverend Borgard.
Let us seek God's blessing this morning. Gracious, ever-living, and ever-loving God, you who has created and continues to create, you who continue to remind us with your powerful and blowing spirit today, and remind us of the beautiful creation of the southeast high plains of Wyoming, we come to ask your blessings upon this day and upon all who are part of this legislative process. May your spirit move as a mighty yet gentle wind in this place among us. We lift up this day as well one of our fellow workers. We lift up Bob Peck and ask that you be with him in his time of struggles with health. We ask you to be with all of those who need your spirit in a special way this day. Throughout our discussions and deliberations, be with us. Where there is frustration, may your spirit offer hope and mercy. Where there is division, may your spirit offer understanding and peace. Allow us the vision of what is possible for all your children, those whom we come to serve this day. Dear God, may our hearts be moved to serve all the people of this state, even the least of these, those for whom you care so deeply, O God. And even as we pray for our state, we pray blessing upon those that serve their country and their state this day. May you send your blessing into the world, eternal God. Bless America. Bless Wyoming. And God, bless those who have come to serve this day. In the name of all that is good and holy and eternal, we pray. Amen.
Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading correction and approval of the journal. Would the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of February the 26th, 2007, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Perkins, chairman.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the journal committee report is adopted. Members of the Senate, I hope you'll join me in welcoming our doctor for the day is Renee Hinkle, a doctor from Cyan. Renee, welcome. Welcome. And our nurses for the day are Karen McIntosh and Renee Clark from Cyan Regional Medical Center. And thank you for being here. Our thought for the day, about the time we make the ends meet, somebody moves the ends. Concurrences. Senator Kate, are you ready on message 487 on Senate File 53, credit freeze reports?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in House message number 487 on Senate File 53, credit freeze reports?
February the 26th, 2007, from the House of Representatives. Message number 487, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 53, credit freeze reports. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, noes 0, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Kaye.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move message number 487, the concurrence request on Senate file number 53. I'm pleased to ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, I would like to take a second to thank all the co-sponsors on this bill in both houses and the good work that the committees in both houses have done. I think if the committee chairman wishes to speak, they'll tell you that this bill needed a lot of work when it came to the Wyoming legislature. And that I really appreciated the effort that the committee in this house put in. There's no question that they spent two solid days on it working very hard. The bill needed more work if it went through the House, and I'll tell you what they did over there. But I can assure you that actually, in many ways, they made significant improvements in the bill, but a lot of their changes are quite minor and clear up a couple areas. Mr. President, if you look at the conference report, you will notice that there are four amendments in here. One was from the House committee, and three are from my co-sponsor, the main co-sponsor in the House. Each day he would come up with an amendment, and he would get that amendment on there. Then he'd go home and sleep on it, and he'd come up with another amendment, and sometimes he'd change the amendment that he had earlier. But he slept three nights on this bill, and he fully participated in the House chamber. So a lot of the bills, almost every change is at the request of the co-sponsor. 3 days very briefly, the changes are quite minor. Page 4, line 9, took out the words encrypted not, so that the sentence reads are not redacted. Page 5, with redaction is the truncating of information like your Social Security number to the number of digits that will identify you. We had four-digit redactions. We were contacted by actually a national company that does our law books, and they asked for five-digit redaction. So page 5, top of that, we put five-digit redaction. Line 23, an or was changed to and. No changes on page 6, no changes on page 7. Page 8, the paragraph was reorganized so that it had subsections. Line 12, an A was added, 16, a B was added, 20, a C was added, 21, another Romanette was added. No changes on 9. Page 10, Mr. Chairman, the word at was changed to section. In the lower part of page 10, where we had personal information was changed to personal identifying information. That's more consistent with how it's used elsewhere. Mr. Chairman, page 11, line 20, after credit, this just has to do about use of the information to determine a consumer's eligibility for credit, and the word or the opening of a new account were added. To me, that's credit, but they thought it was clearer to have the opening of the new account. Pages 12 and 13, 14, and most of 15, wherever the word removed was used to indicate the temporary removal of the credit freeze, that was changed to lift. It was felt it was more consistent to talk about permanent removal or temporary lift. Because remember, this bill had, you could permanently freeze the credit, or you can temporarily freeze it. So that's pretty minor, Mr. Chairman. I do think it clears it up. Line 16, the word chosen was changed to developed, the method developed. There was an addition. This is one of the biggest additions. On line 6, on page 16, A new deed was added. It says a consumer reporting agency shall permanently remove a security freeze from a consumer's credit report within 3 business days after the business day on which the consumer's request is received by the consumer reporting agency through the contact method developed by the agency to receive such requests as required on WS 4012503F. That's added in line 7. That caused some renumbering and changing of the word for the temporary part, the word removed, the temporary lift. There's no changes on page 17. Page 18, lines 20 through 22 were deleted from the bill, and there was renumbering that occurred afterwards. And the part that was removed was that the credit report, to allow the credit report to be used to review the consumer's account with another person. That was an exception to the law, an exception to the freeze. That's no longer an exception. Pretty much all the way through the rest of the bill. Again, page 24, that language about lift. That's where lifting is used. They put temporary in front of that to indicate that that's a temporary freeze. Finally, Mr. President, the violations and penalties were reduced for subsequent offenses and simplified. That would be on page 26, 40, 12, 508. Now there's a higher standard, intentionally or negligently. And, Mr. Chairman, the penalties on page 27, there's a civil penalty of $1,000. And we had for the first offense, and we had a second offense, but we took out the second offense, and now it reads $1,000 plus any damages available under civil law. So finally, Mr. President, I've got to find it. I think I might have accidentally skipped over it, but one significant thing that happened is for the temporary freeze, we had originally in the bill 15 minutes to get a temporary freeze on your credit. In the House, in the Senate committee, that was changed to 1 day. The House committee has agreed to go back to the 15 minutes, but the delay, the enactment date fell September 1st. The reason that's important is that the same date as Utah is putting in 15 minutes, and believe it or not, the credit reporting agencies themselves asked for that change to be made consistent with the other statutes. So it went from 1 day to 15 minutes, but it is delayed implementation date from January 1st, 2008 to September 1st, 2008, which is the same time that Utah adopts 15 minutes. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you for the opportunity, and thanks for the work on this bill.
Questions? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 53 Credit Freeze Report, and the chairman is asking you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Aye. Allman? Aye. Barrasso? Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Geist?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Peck excused. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Slater?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 53, Credit Freeze Report. Thank you, Vice President.
Senator Scott, are you ready for message number 486? Clear, Senator Scott. Reading clerk will please read that one.
February the 26th, 2007. From the House of Representatives, message number 486. Concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 169, Workers' Compensation Amendments. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 32, noes 27, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benson, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Vice President, I move that we do concur with House amendments to Senate File 169, and I ask the Senate to vote aye. This is the bill that relates to what we do in workers' comp when an employer hasn't paid their premiums properly and gets an injured worker, and we come after them for what we spend on taking care of the worker. And we've got a system now, Mr. Vice President, of reserving case cost liabilities, and we want to be able to go after them for these liabilities, which are ones that we know are coming but haven't been incurred yet. What the House did, they put a second reading amendment on, Mr. Vice President, that in all candor messed the thing up considerably. But on third reading, they thought better of that and came in with an amendment that did what the bill did as we passed it, just using different language. Instead of describing it as a case cost liability, they spoke of cost, quote, to see page 2, line 5, paid in reserve. It means exactly the same thing, just different words. There's no point in arguing with them over it. So I would urge the Senate that we do concur with the House amendment.
Any further discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 169, and that you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Almond? Brasco? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper? DeCaria?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas? Peck excused. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Casey?
Aye.
Von Flakers?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes. 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred this. On Senate File 169, Workers' Compensation Amendments. Senator Schiffer, are you ready on message 484, Senate File 76? The reading clerk will please read in the message.
February the 26th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 484, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File Number 76, Mental Health and Substance Abuse Appropriations. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 39, noes 19, excused 1, conflict 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. President.
Mr. Vice President, I would move for concurrence on Senate File 76, Mental Health and Substance Abuse Appropriations, and ask the Senate to vote aye. And Mr. Vice President, what the House did, they did make some amendments. I thought they were reasonable. And I also thought they stayed with the idea that we have been working on to provide care as close to our home community and as convenient or as in tune with what a substance abuse and mental health people need in their home communities as possible. I think they stayed true to that, and so I do ask you to vote aye. I'll walk through what their actions were. They cut out the 14 beds. These are the psychogeriatric beds in the state hospital. They eliminated those. We have two pilot projects here on co-occurring regional treatment centers. They cut that back to one. I'm comfortable with that. I want to see one work, and if it does, we'll probably do that so we can do more in that area. But I think that's reasonable.
over, and that takes us through page 4, 3, and 4, those cuts. And again, there were budget cuts right along with them, obviously. They went in on page 8 into the, so we had some housing experts in each of the 5 regions and a housing coordinator. They cut those out. I think we can ask the community providers to pick that up, or I'm hoping we can. We'll visit with those folks later on and try and make that work. The other area they cut, Mr. Vice President will recall, that we're trying to move into some telepsychiatry, and they cut the nursing support in half. What I'm told is, again, our local providers are going to try and fix that up if they can find the people to do it. I'm very hopeful still that we can move into that area, and I think with the cuts they made, we can still try and work towards telepsychiatry. The other area that they cut that we had over here on this side is they cut in half our funding for early childhood therapists. The Vice President will recall that we're trying to put more emphasis on that. I think we can live with that. I think between what we're doing at the child development centers and with this program, I think we can put it back together and have pretty good treatment for particularly our very young children. They changed some other funding to one-time funding for remodeling space and the client information center. I think those are very good moves, and I appreciate them doing that for us. The other thing they did, they came in on page 11, line 12, and asked for a report on this telepsychiatry. This is something new, and I think you had a very good idea there. Let's monitor where it's working and how it's working and is it effective. So I think that was a very good move. That's the extent of it. I think they understood the concept. I think they gave us really a very minimal haircut. But the good thing is that I think they stayed true to where we're headed with that committee. I'll try and ask any questions, and again, I'd ask for an aye vote.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 76, and you've been asked to vote aye. The clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Almond?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas? Peck
excused.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Slatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Votes closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 76.
Bills on third reading and final passage. Senator Vasey. The floor is yours for as long as you want to have fun on it, Senator Vasey. Hold this one before
Senator.
Yeah.
Don't know what we can do. This will lower the university allowing you to go to the athletic director, and then they will take it from there. So thank you, Mr. President.
Sounds like a good plan to me. We are at that order of business of Senate confirmation of the governor's appointments. So we'll take that up now. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into executive session.
The motion is that the Senate resolve itself into executive session for the purpose of the governor's appointment list. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. That motion is approved. Would the reading clerk please read the entire list of nominees?
2007 appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Director, Department of Administration and Information, Ron Ullman. Director, Department of Agriculture, John Etchepare. Attorney General, Patrick Crane. Director, Department of Audit, Mike Giese. Director, Department of Corrections, Robert Lampert. Director, Department of Employment, Cynthia Pomeroy. Director of Environmental Quality, John Cora. Director, Game and Fish, Terry Cleveland. Director, Department of Health, Dr. Brent Sherrard. Commissioner, Department of Insurance, Ken Vine. Director, Parks and Cultural Resources, Millward Simpson. Director, Department of Revenue, Edmund Schmidt. Director, Department of Transportation, John Cox. Director, Department of Workforce Services, Joanne Evans. Director, Office of Administrative Hearings, Deborah Balmer. Vice Chairman, Board of Equalization, Tom Satterfield. Director, Office of Land and Investments, Lynn Boomgarden. State Mine Inspector, Terry Adcock. Public Defender, Diane Luzano. Commissioner, Public Service Commission, Steve Oxley. Water Development Office, Michael Purcell. Director, School Facilities Commission, Ken Derrier. Aeronautics Commission, Carol Orison, James Sanderson. Board of Agriculture, Juan Reyes, Joe Thomas. Agricultural and Natural Resource Meditation Board, Mediation Board, Barbara Hoggy. Board of Barber Examiners, Debbie Bancroft, Russ Humphrey. Wyoming Business Council, Carla Fiebelcorn, Donna Kinsky, Wendy McCroskey, Richard McGinty, Clifford Root, A. Richard Wally. Children's Trust Fund Board, Cindy Garza, Wendy West. Wyoming Community College Commission, Selena Hoffman, Ph.D., Antoinette Noble, John Jack Russell, Jr., Stephen Scordes. Wyoming Community Development Authority, Ron Bailey, Joseph Blumel. Board of Dental Examiners, Jerry Donahue, DDS, Rod Hill, DDS, Carol Owens, DDS. Board of Education, Pamela Anderson, Matt Garland, Dana Mantravigia. University of Wyoming Energy Resources Council, Mark Davies, Ph.D., Ron Harper, Paul Lang, Keith Ratty, Bobby Shackles, Thomas Strook, Rob Wallace, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission, Gail Chenoweth, Jim Neiman, Jr., Peter Wold, Environmental Quality Council, Kirby Hedrick, Craig Newman, F. David Searle, Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, Frederick Lindsay, Ph.D., Edward Mignery, Geological Survey Board, R. Terry Lee, John Trammell, Industrial Siting Council, Peter Bradjord, James Miller, Darrell Offey, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, Bryce Freeman, Board of Insurance Agents Examiners, Dennis Van Patten. Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics, Virginia Bassey, Bonnie Colin. Wyoming Livestock Board, Eric Barlow, DVM, Albert Summers. Board of Medicine, Priscilla, Sissy Dillon, Jane Robinette, D.O., Carolyn Walton. Mental Health Professions Licensing Board, Laura Schmidt-Pizzato, Catherine Shelby. State Mining Council, Donald Dorn, David Graham, Michael Montoya, Robert Pacheco. Occupational Health and Safety Commission, Franklin Monty Paddleford. Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Donald Basco, Lynn Boomgard. Board of Outfitters and Professional Guides, Gary Amrine, Scott Denny, Michael Yardis. Paramutual Commission, Robert Daniels, Matthew Lee Eisenberger, Robert Linford. Parks and Cultural Resources Commission, Carol Buff, William Bill Lucas, Ernest Over, Barbara Vietti. Board of Parole, Michelle Daigle, Bradley Persimak. Board of Pharmacy, Allison McManus. Wyoming Pipeline Authority, Dwayne Zavado. Board of Psychology, William McLean Jr., Ph.D. Real Estate Commission, Bonnie Baker. Wyoming Retirement System Board, Tracy Gover, Robert Krentz. Wyoming Transportation Commission, Paul Cactus Covello Jr., James Lotta. Unemployment Insurance Commission, Robert Connett. Board of Trustees, University of Wyoming, David Bostrom, Jim Neiman Jr., Ann Rochelle, James Prosper. Board of Veterinary Medicine, Tom Berry, DVM. Water Development Commission, Bill Bensel, Dan Budd, Richard Giving, Ann McKinnon, James Wilson. Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Fund Board, Steve Meadows, Delaine Roberts, Deborah Smith.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the consent list, which contains all of the governor's appointments that as read in.
Excuse me, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I've gotten a hurry. I need to ask the reading clerk to please read in the committee confirmation recommendations. Would you read them, please, Mr. Reading Clerk?
February 26, 2007, Senate Confirmation Report. Mr. President, your committee number one judiciary, which conducted a hearing on the issue of confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Public Defender Diane Lozano, to which she was nominated by the governor, respective reports to the Senate with a recommendation that she be confirmed. I, Senators DeCarrier, Perkins, Session, and Roth, Chairman, excuse Senator Burns. Your committee number one judiciary, which conducted a hearing on the issue of confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics, Virginia Bassey, to which she was nominated by the governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that she be confirmed. I, Senators DeCarrier, Session, and Ross, Chairman, excuse Senator Burns and Perkins. Your committee number four, Education, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Schools Facility Commission Ken Darrier, Wyoming Community College Commission, Selena Hoffman, Board of Trustees, University of Wyoming, Ann Rochelle, David Bostrom, Jim Neiman Jr., James Prosper, to which they were nominated by the governor. Respective reports to the Senate with the recommendation that they be confirmed. I, Senators Anderson, Jennings, Massey, Von Flaker, Senator Cole, Chairman, Committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, which conducted a hearing on the issues of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Director of Parks and Cultural Resources, Millward Simpson, Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, Dr. Frederick Lindsay and Edward McGinnery, to which they were nominated by the governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that they be confirmed. I, Senators Allman, Cole, Massey, Mockler, Senator Burns, Chairman. Committee number 7, Corporation Elections and Political Subdivision, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Commissioner Public Service Commission, Stephen Oxley, to which he was nominated by the governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that he be confirmed. I, Senators Cooper, DeCarrier, Larson, and Scott, Senator Case, Chairman. Your committee number 9, Mineral Business and Economic Development, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Industrial Siting Council, Peter Bradyard, Infrastructure Authority, Bryce Freeman, to which he was nominated by the governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that he be confirmed. I, Senators Cooper, Peck, Vasey, and Senator Larson, Chairman, absent Senator Burns. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Director, Department of Workforce Services, Joanne Evans, Industrial Siting Council, James Miller, Energy Resources Council, Keith Rackey, Wyoming Business Council, A. Richard Waldy, Environmental Quality Council, Craig Newman, Kirby Hedrick, H. David Searles, to which they were nominated by the governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that they be confirmed. I, Senators Cooper and Vasey, Chairman Senator Larson, absent Senator Burns, and Peck.
Now, Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the consent list, which consists of all the governor's appointments as read in.
Does any member of the Senate wish to have any name removed from the consent list? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I ask the name of Rob Kearns for the Retirement System Board be removed. That name has been removed from the governor's appointment list according to a letter I've received, and after that be removed off the list.
Are there any other names to remove from the list? Hearing none, would the Chief Clerk please call the roll on the consent list?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Guy?
Aye.
Haspert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job? Johnson?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Peck excused? Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Slatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, the governor's appointments on the consent list have been approved. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate dissolve itself out of the executive session.
The motion is for the Senate to dissolve itself out of executive session. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are out of executive session. Bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a consent list for us?
Mr. President, do I have a consent list? House Bill 22, Law Enforcement Disposal of Property. House Bill 39, Volunteer Firemen Retirement. House Bill 76, Livestock Brand Inspector. House Bill 105, Dress Feeding Protections. House Bill 120, Sex Offenders Registration. House Bill 137, Stalking. House Bill 164, Physician and Dental Loan Repayment Program. House Bill 182, Teacher Shortage Loan Repayment Program. House Bill 204, State Employee Health Insurance Dependents of Deceased. House Bill 216, Camp Guernsey Improvements. House Bill 219, Revisers Bill. House Bill 224, Real Estate Appraisers. House Bill 227, Unfair Employment Practices. House Bill 251, DUI Test. House Bill 269, Waterworks Franchises Elections. House Bill 270, Construction Contracts Residency Requirements. House Bill 274, Real Estate Disclosure. House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account. House Bill 300, Adult Protective Services. House Bill 301, Clean Coal Technology 2. And House Bill 326, University of Wyoming Specialty License Plate.
House Bill 22, Law Enforcement Disposal of Property. House Bill 39, Volunteer Firemen Retirement. House Bill 76, Livestock Brand Inspectors. House Bill 105, Breastfeeding Protections. House Bill 120, Sex Offender Registration. House Bill 137, Stalking. House Bill 164, Physician and Dentist Loan Repayment Program. House Bill 182, Teacher Shortage Loan Repayment Program. House Bill 204, State Employee Health Insurance Dependents of Deceased. House Bill 216, Camp Guernsey Improvements. House Bill 219, Revisers Bill. House Bill 224, Real Estate Appraisers. House Bill 227, Unfair Employment Practices. House Bill 251, DUI Test. House Bill 269, Waterworks Franchises Elections. House Bill 270, Construction Contracts, Residency Requirements. House Bill 274, Real Estate Disclosure. House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account. House Bill 300, Adult Protective Services. House Bill 301, Clean Coal Technology 2. And House Bill 326, University of Wyoming Specialty License Plates, are all on the consent list. Is there any bill on that list that any senator would like to withdraw? Any withdrawals from the consent list? Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the Senate? House Bill 22, Law Enforcement Disposal of Property. House Bill 39, Volunteer Firemen Retirement. House Bill 76, Livestock Brand Inspectors. House Bill 105, Breastfeeding Protections. House Bill 120, Sex Offender Registration. House Bill 137, Stalking. House Bill 164, Physician and Dentist Loan Repayment Program. House Bill 182, Teacher Shortage Loan Repayment Program. House Bill 204, State Employee Health Insurance, Dependents of Deceased. House Bill 216, Camp Guernsey Improvements. House Bill 219, Revisers Bill. House Bill 224, Real Estate Appraisers. House Bill 227, Unfair Employment Practices. House Bill 251, DUI test, House Bill 269, Waterworks Franchises Elections, House Bill 270, Construction Contracts Residency Requirements, House Bill 274, Real Estate Disclosure, House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account, House Bill 300, Adult Protective Services, House Bill 301, Clean Coal Technology 2, and House Bill 326, University of Wyoming Specialty License Plate. Would the Assistant Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Allman, Barrasso, Burns, Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Beck, Geis, Castert, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Peck excused, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Townsend, Basie, Bonflatern, President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. On the consent list, 29 ayes, 1 excuse. House Bill 22, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 22, 29 ayes, 1 excused. House Bill 39, are there any changes? Coe, aye to conflict. Burns, aye to conflict. Massey, aye to conflict. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 39, 26 ayes, 1 excused, 3 conflicts. House Bill 76, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 76, 29 ayes, 1 excused. House Bill 105, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 105, 29 ayes, 1 excused. House Bill 120, are there any changes? Case, aye to no. Burns, aye to no. Massey, aye to no. Mockler, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 120, 25 ayes, 4 noes, 1 excuse. House Bill 137, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 137, 29 ayes, 1 excuse. House Bill 164, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 164, 29 ayes, 1 excuse. House Bill 182, are there any changes? Case, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 182, 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excuse. House Bill 204, are there any changes? Case, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 204, 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused. House Bill 216, are there any changes? Job, I to know. Sessions, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 216, 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused. House Bill 219, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 219, 29 ayes, 1 excused. House Bill 224, are there any changes? Perkins, I to know. Ross, I to know. Case, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 224, 26 ayes, 3 noes, 1 excused. House Bill 227, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 227, 29 ayes, 1 excused. House Bill 251, are there any changes? Burns, I to know. Case, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 251, 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused. House Bill 269, are there any changes? Massey, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 269, 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused. House Bill 270, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 270, 29 ayes, 1 excused. House Bill 274, are there any changes? Perkins, I to know. Scott, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 274, 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused. House Bill 278, are there any changes? Closing vote. Close. Case, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 278, 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused. House Bill 300, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 300, 29 ayes, 1 excused. House Bill 301, are there any changes? Case, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 301, 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused. House Bill 326, are there any changes? Geis, I to know. Johnson, I to know. Mockler, aye to no. Sessions, aye to no. Burns, aye to no. Case, aye to no.
Schiffer, aye to no.
President Schiffer, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 326, 22 ayes, 7 noes, 1 excuse.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Wyoming Senate, House Bill 22, Law Enforcement Disposal of Property, House Bill 39, Volunteer Firemen Retirement, House Bill 76, Livestock Brand Inspectors, House Bill 105, Breastfeeding Protection, House Bill 120, Sex Offender Registration, House Bill 137, Stalking, House Bill 164, Physician and Dentist Loan Repayment Program, House Bill 182, Teacher Shortage Loan Repayment Program, House Bill 204, State Employee Health Insurance, Dependent of Deceased, House Bill 216, Camp Guernsey Improvements, House Bill 219, Revisers Bill, House Bill 224, Real Estate Appraisers, House Bill 227, Unfair Employment Practices, House Bill 251, DUI Test, House Bill 269, Waterworks Franchises Elections, House Bill 270, Construction Contracts Residency Requirements, House Bill 274, Real Estate Disclosure, House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account, House Bill 300, Adult Protective Services, House Bill 301, Clean Coal Technology 2, and House Bill 326, University of Wyoming Specialty License Plate, have all passed the Senate. Bills on third reading.
Senator Allman.
Mr. President, could I have the privilege of the floor?
The floor is yours, Senator.
Mr. President, out in our west area, seating area up here, we had, and I think I can actually say this with confidence, probably the school that has come the farthest to see us work for a brief while, and so I hope we're all on our good behavior. And this school is from Star Valley Middle School. Their teachers are Scott Millen and Mark Johnson. If you'll all stand up, and I will greet them.
Welcome to the Senate, students from Star Valley. I hope you enjoyed the trip over. I hope you enjoy your stay. Bills on third reading. House Bill number 121, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill number 121, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Child Support Enforcement Fees, an act relating to child support, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
We do have an amendment. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 121, the Nichols Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
House Bill number 121, third reading amendment number one to engrossed copy, page 2, line 10.
Senator Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 121. Ladies and gentlemen, the appropriation in this bill is a little bit complicated. We're not really sure how the money's going to be expended. We've made some modifications to it. There was some discussion by the agencies. They wanted to use some of these funds for computer upgrades. And you'll recall in previous discussions, I was concerned that those appropriations or expenditures have not been reviewed by the Chief Information Officer. So all this amendment does is says that no part of the appropriation shall be extended without the prior approval from the Chief Information Officer for any computer and software services, and for all the remaining expenditures we'd like the governor to look at them before they're spent. So we just keep a little closer eye on this to see where the dollars go and how they are expended, and I have confidence that the governor will release any dollars that he thinks are appropriate. I urge you to support the amendment.
Discussion on third reading amendment number one, the House Bill 121. Hearing none, all in favor of third reading amendment number one, the House Bill 121, signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 121 has passed. We are back on the bill. House Bill number 121, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Aye. Allman? Aye. Barrasso? Aye. Burns? Aye. Case? Aye. Coe? Aye. Cooper? Aye. DiCaria? Beck, Geis, Casters, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Peck excused Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Townsend, Vasey, Bonslatern, President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Votes closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senator Vasey.
May I have privilege of the floor?
The floor is yours, Senator.
Today we have visiting from the Little Snake River Valley, a group of fifth graders, 17, and their sponsors. Their teacher is Tammy Sue Willie, and I believe they're right up here. So they stand, and we've got... Welcome to the set.
Welcome, students. We're glad you're here. House Bill 121, having received the majority vote of the members elected to the Wyoming Senate, House Bill 121 has passed the Senate. House Bill 213, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill number 213, sponsored by Representative Childers, Game and Fish Wolf Management, an act relating to game and fish, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
We do have some amendments. Third reading amendment number one, the House Bill 213, the Nicholas Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
House Bill number 213, third reading amendment number one to the substitute bill number one, page 7, line 17.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 213. Ladies and gentlemen, all this does is to the extent that there's a compromise or a final resolution that involves the blue line, you'll see that down on the, there's a map that was handed out, and down on the southern part, you'll see the green line. What that does is it causes the blue line to be on the eastern side of the a grazing allotment that right now is supporting about 12,000 animal units. The members of the grazing allotment would like to make sure that the line goes on the outside of the allotment, does not divide the allotment right in the middle. I'd urge your support.
Discussion on third reading amendment number one, that House Bill 213. All in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Third reading amendment number one, the House Bill 213 has been adopted. That allotment is correct. Third reading amendment number two, the House Bill 213, the Perkins Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
House Bill number 213, third reading amendment number 2 to substitute bill number 1, page 15, line 7.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would move third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 213 and request the vice favorable consideration, and we also further request that we dispense with further reading of the amendment. First of this bill is simply to extend some of the protections in the event that the bill is passed. In each of these cases, you'll see that after the words livestock, we're inserting and other domesticated animals. Mr. President, the purpose for this amendment is simply that as you go through and look at the various fines that someone, either the department or landowners with permits, are able to take action in defense of livestock, there's no protection extended to domestic animals. Livestock, by definition, would exclude pets, cats, other domestic animals that we have that aren't necessary, that do not fall from the detriment of the livestock. So I did visit with the governor's endangered species advisor. He thought that would not be any kind of an expansion that would cause any problems with any kind of negotiations associated with that, but would extend the opportunity to provide permits and protections to those other animals that aren't necessarily livestock. I'd stand for any questions and ask for your favorable consideration.
Discussion? Senator Marker?
Mr. President, I guess I just needed a better idea of what a domesticated animal is. I know my beloved cat is a domesticated animal, but she's also a feral predator, so she wouldn't count. But does my mom's former poodle count? I mean, what is a domesticated animal? Is it the taking of any animal basically by the wolf?
Any other questions before the sponsor takes the second shot? Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, what about little Susan and Sally and little Jimmy and Johnny? Are they going to be protected? I know they're not domestic animals, but I don't think there's any protection in this whole bill about people.
Senator Matthews.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I know that we're having a little fun here, but frankly, I don't know if there's a documented instance of a wolf attacking a human. But in any event, with regard to the amendment that we're on concerning domesticated animals, it can include, there's lots of domesticated animals, including a cat. And if we were to have a house cat, for instance, carried off by a wolf, then this triggers a lot of these things that the Game and Fish Commission is going to be required to do, including aggressive management, aerial hunting, hazing, and other things that could be authorized. So I think we need to be careful here about everything that we're bringing into play.
Further discussion before the sponsor takes the second shot. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I actually think this is a good amendment. If wolves are hauling off my dog, I don't have time to call Game and Fish or anybody like that, but it does authorize me to shoot the wolf that is hauling off my dog. And anybody's hauling off my dog, I'm sure that anybody else's dog, you're not going to hesitate. We're just making sure that it's legal to do it.
Further discussion. Senator Perkins.
Mr. President, I would submit that simply domesticated animals, or just that, they're domesticated animals. That would include cats, that would include dogs. And in particular, that's what I was mostly aimed at, is those types of those animals that we're most familiar with. But certainly, there are other animals that may be domesticated that may mean something to you. So it wasn't the intent. What the intent was to make it fairly broad, and so that when you have the definition of domesticated, it will be domesticated. I did visit with particularly the governor's endangered species advisor on this, so I believe him to be quite knowledgeable. He did not think this would cause a problem. And quite frankly, my guess is that many of us and many of our constituents would just as upset with what's hauling off our dogs or our other pets or other domesticated animals that aren't necessarily livestock as they would with livestock predation. So, urge your favorable consideration.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize to the sponsor for speaking after his second term, but I am speaking in support of that. I think this amendment is a good amendment. If you go back a few years, and many of you will remember, and the wolf went into Red Lodge, Montana, and got up on somebody's porch and killed a dog. The comment when asked about that of the then director of the program, still director of the program, was, I quote, "What's the big deal? It's just a damn dog." That was his response to this family that lost one of their pets. I think it's a good amendment, and I think we should support it.
Further discussion? Question is on third reading, amendment number 2 to House Bill 213. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Third reading, amendment number 2 has passed the Senate. Third reading, amendment number 3 to House Bill 213, the Scott Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
House Bill number 213, third reading amendment number 3 to substitute bill number 1, page 15, line 22.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, move adoption of this amendment. Mr. President, what this amendment does is you will recall the discussion yesterday in, on second reading about the provisions on page 4 where we talk about what unacceptable impact to the deer and elk herds, the wild ungulate herds are. And what this, all this amendment does is on the provision on page 15 where the department's authorized to control the wolves, to protect these herds, tells them to give priority to areas where the wild herd has experienced unacceptable impacts from wolf predation. Urge adoption.
Discussion on third reading amendment number 3. Discussion. All in favor of third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 213, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 213 has passed. Third reading amendment number 4 to House Bill 213, the Meyer Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
House Bill number 213, third reading amendment number 4 to substitute bill number 1, page 1, line 5.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this amendment basically goes into some of the discussion that we had earlier concerning pets, but it broadens it out, Mr. President. It says, in order to protect the life, health, safety, welfare, and property of any person within the state of Wyoming from wolves, the governor is authorized to direct the Department of Game and Fish, grant inspectors, any law enforcement agency, the Wyoming National Guard, or any state agency as necessary for such protection. Mr. President, it says that this doesn't take this section doesn't go into effect until November 1st, 2007, and then doesn't go into effect, Mr. President, if we have a wolf management plan that's agreed to between the United States government and the state of Wyoming. It just basically, Mr. President, says that that we realize that the life, health, and safety and welfare of people in Wyoming is important. Now, notwithstanding, I think withstanding the argument that we had on other ones, there hasn't been any documented evidence of attack of wolves on humans. Frankly, Mr. President, documented or not, wolves are a wild predator. To actually say, I believe, Mr. President, that a wolf is not going to attack an individual or a human, I think really is irresponsible, because I think wolves will do exactly that. This says that the governor has authority to do what's necessary to protect the wealth, the safety, and the welfare and the property of the people in Wyoming. Mr. President, it's fairly simple. I believe that it's needed. Laughing comedy aside, that there are young children out there, and if they're in a situation where there's a wolf pack, you may actually have a problem. And Mr. President, I guess I'll relay a story of our family pets. These aren't wolves, these are domesticated pets. But at one point in time, we had several people dropping off strays. And at one point in time, my two pet dogs were with another 4 or 5 other dogs, and they were running around the ranch. Well, we eventually had to get rid of those dogs, because one morning I went out and they were chasing a rabbit or something around the front yard, and
So I yelled and asked him to stop, and I'll be darned if my pet didn't even take a turn on me. So, Mr. President, to think that a wolf won't take a turn, or somebody would have walked out on that porch when that dog was getting eaten up in Montana and tried to break that up, to think that that wolf wasn't going to attack that human being, Mr. President, it's just irresponsible to think that wouldn't happen. Mr. President, then you've got rabid wolves, you've got rabid dogs, you've got situations that can occur that we have to make a provision for. I don't think that this is overreaching from the standpoint that we're talking about the life, health, safety, and welfare of our citizens.
President Meyer, did you move that amendment? I don't think you did. Could you go ahead and move
it? I would move fourth reading amendment to Senate file, third reading amendment to number four to Senate file of House Bill 213.
Thank you. Senator Byrne.
Mr. President, I'm against this amendment. This amendment, quite honestly, is incendiary, which is about the only thing not mentioned in the amendment as being able to be used against wolves. Mr. President, this amendment actually is quite unnecessary. We have a governor currently who is fully aware of what wolves are doing and the deprecation of wolves on livestock. And this particular amendment really draws a wide swath, including welfare and property. So if I stake my goat out and the wolf shows up, I got authorized for me to shoot that wolf. I think that this amendment opens the door for abuse of the rule. The other problem I have is the date, November 1st. Mr. President, the bill as it is lets things go till February 29th, 2008, and then the bill itself evaporates. So I don't know what effect that would have on this plan that this amendment authorizes. So does this, I guess the question for the sponsor, does this allow the governor to call out the National Guard for wolves from November to February, or can that extend further?
Further discussion before the sponsor takes his second shot. Senator Meyer.
Mr. President, we have notwithstanding subsection A, so those areas where there was a time period implemented in that. That's the reason why we went notwithstanding subsection A, so that this would be in effect. And I would hope it would be in effect after. If it does evaporate on the 28th of November, I don't believe it would, because we have notwithstanding subsection A. Mr. President, I don't believe that it's incendiary. And as far as this not being timely, Mr. President, I think it was the first or second year I was down here. So that's about 10, 12 years ago that we've been dealing with wolves. And we haven't gotten any farther today than we were back then. And if it isn't time to draw a line in the sand, Mr. President, I don't know when it is. And so, Mr. President, basically this is that line in the sand. This thing that November 1st of 2007, we've negotiated enough. We've done everything we can. We've done it in good faith. We've done it for over 10 years. And Mr. President, sooner or later, we just have to say, you know, our backup is up against the wall, and we're going to protect the life, health, safety, and welfare of our citizens.
Question is, on third reading amendment number 4 to House Bill 213, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay.
No.
Third reading amendment number 4 to House Bill 213 has failed to pass the Senate. Third reading amendment number 5 to House Bill 213. The Scott, Almond, Burns, Cole, and Massey amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
House Bill number 213, third reading amendment number 5 to substitute Bill number 1, page 6, line 1.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move adopting this amendment. Mr. President, this amendment is an attempt to get a compromise between the two positions that we discussed yesterday. What it does is it leads in the amendment that was adopted yesterday on the where the demarcation is between the trophy game animal and the predator status, and leaves it in as modified by the amendment we just passed, the Nicholas Amendment. And then it says that to the extent necessary to achieve federal delisting of the gray wolf, the governor may direct the Game and Fish to set the boundary anywhere between there and up to the line that was in the bill yesterday. On the maps that were passed out, it's anywhere between the blue line and the black line. So we're giving the governor clear authority to negotiate between those two positions. And we're frankly expecting the result to wind up somewhere between those two positions. Essentially, it puts us in the posture of saying the blue line is our preferred thing, but we know that the Fish and Wildlife preferred the black line. We're going to have a negotiation between, and the governor is authorized to settle on the final line, tell the Game and Fish that's the line, certify it according to the provisions of this act, and it gives him clear authority to negotiate within those positions. Mr. President, I think it preserves our position, it preserves the intent of the Senate. At the same time, it gives the chief executive the flexibility he needs to negotiate a sensible deal with the Fed. And I think that's what all this is all about, Mr. President, is to try to cut a deal with the Fed. If there's been, ever since the wolves first came, you know, we've had this opportunity. The wolves make sense in the Yellowstone area. They're controlling the animals, the ungulate population. We can't hunt up there. They're part of the natural thing. They're a great tourist attraction for us. But we need the ability to control them when they come out of that area. To do that, we need to negotiate a deal with the Fed from the endangered species. It looks like that possibility is there, and this amendment gives the governor clear flexibility to do that, Mr. President. So I urge its adoption.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, this is what I like about this body. We can come up with things and vote on things, and we have a lot of disagreement, but somebody can always come up with something that'll work, make it work together, and I believe that this amendment does that. We can still state that we want to protect our agricultural community, but yet we're allowing us that right so that we can go out if we need to, so we don't stop the process of maybe delisting our problem, and that we can protect our wildlife on this also. So I do support this amendment to this.
Senator Cole.
Well, Mr. President, it's a good amendment. You know, we had an interesting discussion yesterday on this issue, and I maybe got a little too passionate about it, but I do believe that private landowners up in my country deserve the same respect they do in other parts of the state. But this does open up some flexibility. I got told by a number of people that if we didn't have this black line out there, that they, and it was in the paper today, that they just aren't going to talk to us. That, you know, they aren't going to negotiate with us. I don't believe that. But this does provide some flexibility, and so I urge that you support the amendment and pass the bill.
Further discussion? Question is on third reading amendment number 5. So House Bill 213, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Third reading amendment number 5 to House Bill 213 has passed the Senate. We are back on the bill. House Bill 213, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, Allman, Barrasso, Burns, Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Beck, Geis, Pastor, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Larson, Massey. Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Peck excused. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Vasey.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 ayes, 3 noes, 1 excused.
House Bill 213, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Wyoming Senate, House Bill 213 has passed the Wyoming Senate. Joint Conference Committee report. Senator Meyer, are you ready on Senate File 72, Indian School Education Program?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the conference, Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 72?
Joint Conference Committee report. Senate File 72, Indian School Education Program. Reference House Message Number 470 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representative Goggles, Chairman, Representatives Alden and Gilmore. Signing for the Senate, Senator Meyer, Chairman, Senators Case and Townsend.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for adoption of the Joint Conference Report on Senate File 72, Message 470. Mr. President, to refresh the body's memory a little bit, the House took our good little Senate file on what they did when it got over there is that they took the funding to the education program and directed it directly to a 501c3. We had a little problem with that, so we better talk to the House. We talked to them, and they saw the error of their ways and went back, and we put the money back to the Joint Business Councils of the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes, either individually or jointly. The House did have a reporting requirement to report back to the governor, the state superintendent, the public instruction, the Joint Education Interim Committee. We felt that that was reasonable, and so we did concur with that. They also had some language which directed the reporting, and we modified that slightly, Mr. President, to take out the funding that could be used. The House's version had it for only intervention programs, tied to the improvement of student performance of the statewide assessment system. Just said that it could be tied to the improvement of the student performance of the statewide assessment, but not necessarily just for intervention programs. Mr. President, with that explanation, I think it's back to the Senate version with the House reporting standards and everybody on the conference committee did sign, and it was the conference committee. I asked for your favorable consideration. Answer questions.
Any discussion on the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 72? The motion is to accept the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 72, Indian School Education Programs, and the chairman is asking you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Allman, Barrasso, Burns, Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Beck, Geis, Hastert, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Peck excused, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Townsend, Vasey, Von Slatern. President Schiffer.
Aye.
Anderson. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have accepted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 72, Indian School Education Program. We are at that order of business for signing and rolled acts. Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1.
Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1 being original Senate Joint Resolution Number 3, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution by amending the oath of office required of senators, representatives, and all judicial, state, and county officers.
I am about to sign Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1 being original Senate Joint Resolution Number 3. I have so signed, so help me God. Enrolled Act Number 75.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 75 being original Senate File 124 and Act relating to community colleges.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 75 being original Senate File 124. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 89.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 89 being original House Bill Number 21 and Act relating to Child Support Enforcement.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 89 being the original House Bill Number 21. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 90.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 90 being original House Bill 176, an act relating to property taxation.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 90 being the original House Bill Number 176. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 91.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 91 being original House Bill 196 and Act relating to civil procedure.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 91 being original House Bill Number 196. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 92.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 92 being original House Bill 226, an act relating to real estate licensing.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 92 being the original House Bill 226. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 93.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 93 being original House Bill 309, an act relating to environmental quality.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 93 being the original House Bill 309. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the deck.
Hello, Mr. President. I move the Senate be in recess until 2 p.m.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a meeting of the CSG Host Committee at 12 o'clock up in room 302, which is basically an OER, but Senators Cooper, Hassler, Hines, Jennings, Larson, to just get some preliminary information. It is open to the public and anybody that cares to attend.
Further announcements? The motion is that the Senate be in recess until 2 p.m. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The Senate is in recess until 2 p.m.